Welcome back. My guests this morning, Lee Mello and John Swartz from the Peterborough Power Corporation.
Yes, it makes it sound like we got all sorts of things there. How about the Power Squadron?
There we go.
You see, you got nothing. Well, there's a lot of energy comes out of this Power Squadron. We're talking about Safe Boating Week coming up, the weekend where people are hitting the cottage trail and going through everything, checking out the boathouses, the boats, make sure they're there and everything else, and the docks. I'm sure a lot of guys are going out there and going to look, if they haven't been up to their cottage, going to look at that dock and say, where is it? Well, it's down there by Harry's, about 3 miles down the river. But it's very important. Let's talk about this business with your boat. So many rules and regulations. It's a little mind-boggling at times. You don't even think about some of these things, Lee.
Well, there's so many things. Now, and we were talking at break.
Most of the things are just sort of...
Yeah, they're no-brainers.
That's right.
There's a million little things. And, you know, certainly this Safe Boating Week is a good opportunity for all the boaters out there just to take value of their boat, take a look at everything they have on it. One of the things that we do, we'll be having a kickoff of the recreational vessel courtesy checks, and that'll be done at Little Lake.
What does that mean now?
That is a courtesy check. We the Power Squadron, we ask to go onto your boat. We will check to see if you have all the proper equipment that you need on your boat. If it's in good
You're not there to hand out a ticket in case something's wrong.
Not us. It's a free of charge, just check. And if you you're compliant, you get a sticker. The OPP are aware of the program. It's a Ministry of Transport approved program.
Now, do you guys work closely with the police and the ministry?
We can, yes.
Did you catch that call? We can.
We can. We would love to get more involved. That's
fair enough.
That they're aware of us.
They don't look at you as being a nuisance?
No.
No.
They better not.
As a matter of fact, if we're flying our flag, they will look. And those that are flying the CPS flag, and they have their life preserver on. Generally, if there's five boats in the area, three have their CPS flag, they'll go after the other two generally. But they have the right to go on any boat at all, understand?
Yeah, they do, don't they?
But, you know, it's an indication that the people with that flag have everything that's on their boat, they're aware of the laws, and they're respecting the laws.
I still wonder if people get bogged down with all the rules and regulations.
Oh, of course they do. There's a lot of little things.
You guys have lived your lives on the water and sold boats and done everything else and checked them out. Mm-hmm. So, okay, John, you're going to the cottage this weekend. You haven't been up there yet. You want to go into the so you go into the boathouse. Yeah, the boat's still alive. It's there. It didn't get smashed up. Tell me then some of the things or many of the things that you're going to do. Forget the rest of the cottage, just with you and the boat.
Well, the first thing you're going to do is check the boat out to make sure, A, that it's still safe, that there's no holes in it and whatnot, or mom raccoon isn't there nesting with her babies and that sort of stuff.
That happens.
It does, absolutely. You know, clean up the boat, and then start going through, where's my life jackets, are they still in good condition? They have to be in good condition. No rips, no tears. If they have them, throw them out, get new ones. Don't fix them. You can't. It's illegal to fix a life jacket.
Uh-huh. Illegal to fix a life jacket.
To fix or alter.
Or alter, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good point.
So I mean, those. You make sure you got those. Make sure you got all your lines. You've got your other safety gear that you're required to have. You check your waterproof flashlight. Make sure the battery's not dead and it actually works. You go to Canadian Tire and you buy these little boxes that have all this stuff in it. Mm-hmm. They give you a flashlight in there. Most people don't even open that up. OPP stops them and says, okay, show me your stuff. And, well, there's your flashlight. Great, waterproof flashlight. Still got the wrap on. There's no battery in it. Ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For each item, it can be $200 for each item. That's not compliant.
That's worth taking a few minutes to check out
it
your
is.
Boat
one,
and everything else.
One of the
else.
Things that the OPP will do, a Javix bottle. You cut half of it away and turn it into a baler.
A baler, right.
One of the things that the OPP, and rightly so, will pop the top off of the take the top off the Javic bottle and say, it's not a baler anymore. You have no baler. That little cap has to be glued on. It does. And they do check things like that. There are fire extinguishers, if you need a fire extinguisher. You know,
very important, I would think.
Yeah. It's been sitting there all season long. Turn it upside down, smack it up and down to get the particulate moving around inside. Otherwise, if you need it, you really do need it, it's all laying either flat on one side or sometimes upside down. And all you just get is the pressurized material that's pushing it out, and that's it. No particulate.
In certain areas, people go fishing. They catch this, they catch that. There's different poundage areas. There's different this, different that. Catching limits somewhere else. Hmm. The rules and regulations for boating consistent in every lake, all around. It doesn't mean just because you happen to be down a Rice Lake, it's going to be this, and if you go up to Stony, it's going to be that. It's the same?
It's the same. It's consistent throughout the province.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get into different provinces, you get into coastal areas, things are a little different. But basically, for our boaters here, it doesn't matter what lake, river you're on. Mm-hmm. The rules are the rules.
The only difference might be is if you decide to do the loop, go down into the States, and we were talking a little bit about marine radio. If you go into the States, you need to have a marine radio. That becomes law for you. All of a sudden, if you're going back and forth across Lake Ontario, you need a marine radio.
Guys, we're getting into the final few moments of the show.
One thing we
got
wanted,
a couple of quick things here, guys. Bring it up.
One thing I wanted to mention is that on our website, every day this week, there will be a different subject from proper refueling, dam safety, navigation aids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So just go on to, just Google Peterborough Power Squadron. It'll take you right to the website.
Exactly. Well, on the Safe Boating Week, which is the 17th to the 24th, we'll be on Twitter, and we'll be on Facebook, and, of course, on our website at the same time. So, and we'll include 90.5 in our Twitter feed, because we already do.
Appreciate that very much. Will you do me a favor?
Always.
Come back before September.
Yes, we
absolutely.
Will.
Yes, okay,
we will.
We're talking about
because we're having our boating course, and we would love to let people know when it's coming up.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
So, Lee, John, thank you very much for dropping by.
Thank you, John, for having us. Good morning.
And for all you people who are hitting the cottage this weekend, make sure it's a safe boating week.
Thank you so much.
Safe boating year.
Yes.
You've been listening to the John Badham Show right here on 90.5 FM. I'm John Badham, Strictly Personal.